listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about, from new openings to the best thing they ate this week. This week, I'm joined by Melbourne's food and drink editor, Audrey Payne. Audrey, kick us off. What was the best thing you ate this week?
Okay. Best thing I ate this week was from Toddy Shop.
Okay.
Have you been there yet?
I haven't been yet. It's high on my list.
It's so good. They opened at the end of last year. So they've been open for about 2 months now. And it's this great like home style Indian restaurant. And there was an egg roast, which is essentially an egg curry. So it's fried. It's hard boiled eggs that are then fried. And it's mixed with like really cooked down onion, tomato, and a curry leaf curry.
Yum.
And I don't know. I'm not usually like so set on eating eggs for dinner. But it was the best dish. I want to go back. I want to eat it. Also, they have really good cocktails. Like,
that sounds so good.
It was so good. And I was worried it was going to be really hot in there because I went earlier in the week when we had those crazy hot days.
Because it's quite small, isn't it?
It's tiny. It's the old Mono XO space and it's only 20 seats, but they have aircon in there. They have refreshing cocktails. Like, it was really great. And Misha Tropp, the chef there, is kind of one of the nicest people in food. Like, he's just so lovely. So it's always great when nice people have spots that you actually want to go eat.
Audrey, there's a lot happening always in this city. What have I missed this week? I heard about an opening that I'm quite excited about.
Are you talking about Rocket Society?
I am talking about Rocket Society.
Yeah. So Rocket Society opened at the end of last year. It's a sibling venue to Rumi. So Rumi is a Middle Eastern restaurant and it was on Live On Street for 17 years and it recently moved to East Brunswick Village. And they've opened a sibling venue that is focused on Lebanese cuisine, but it has a really cool backstory, which I knew nothing about, admittedly.
I've become obsessed.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It's,
yeah,
for anyone who doesn't know, so the Rocket Society is named for a 1960s Lebanese student-led Rocket Society. It was basically a bunch of uni students who were like, we're joining the space race.
Yeah, they were like,
and we're going to win.
You know what, Russia? You know what you were saying? We're going to beat you to space.
Yeah, us uni students. It was a short-lived endeavor, from what I understand, but the name lives on now in Brunswick.
Yeah.
Which we love. I know they've got, what I want to head there for is the little flatbread sandwiches.
Yes.
Which they're $8 each.
So they were likened to tacos. So it's kind of like a kind of order as you go experience, you know, when you're just kind of hanging out and you think you want to, but you really want like three or four or five.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. You can just keep going.
Yeah. And then they've got what looks like a really delicious dinner menu cooked heavily on their charcoal grill. I think it's like a really nice little sister to Rumi. And Audrey, you mentioned something that you're very excited about to me. You wouldn't tell me any details. You said you were saving it for now. Tell me about your new app find.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I will have to say a Gen Z introduced this to me. So I'm like trading off her cool. But basically there's this app that's been around since about mid last year, but it hasn't really taken off in Australia. A few of my friends in the States are using it. It's called Belly. And it's essentially, do you know this?
I've heard about Belly.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
We used it in New York.
Stop. It's essentially Letterboxd or Goodreads for restaurants.
It's in Melbourne. Like, we can use it in Melbourne now.
I'm pretty sure they just grab the restaurant data from Google Maps.
Oh, okay.
So you can just search for a place. And even if no one who has the app has been there, you can still rank it and rate it. And yeah, so if people don't know what Letterboxd or Goodreads is, essentially it's a way to rate or log movies and books that you've read. So this is the same thing, but it's for restaurants.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this is where we were going. I love Belly.
Ah.
I used it heavily when I was away last year and it's so good.
Yeah. So now I'm going to add you. And that's a fun thing. Like, you can add your friends
And it doesn't feel like a Yelp kind of situation where it's just a bunch of random people reviewing stuff that you don't even know if they've been there.
Yeah.
It's more
It feels
social.
Very legit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, you feel like I had a lot of trust in the people even though I didn't
know. That's funny. Yeah.
I was like, I trust these people.
And you can see where your friends have been. You can see where they've rated. And you can also, if Ruby, next time you and I go out, we can mark it and then put that we went together. So it's just a really cute log. I don't know. I feel like once the New Year's roll around too, I get really excited about tracking everything that I do, which is
100%.
Something I'll unpack later. But yeah, it's so fun.
Every week on Instagram, we give our readers the chance to ask us one of their burning questions and we try to answer it on the podcast. This week in Melbourne is a big week because Taylor Swift is coming. So obviously our question is Taylor Swift themed. This question is, where do I eat dinner or have a drink before Taylor Swift? It's a relevant one as well because footy will be back soon. The area around the MCG will be pumping. Audrey, where are you having dinner?
So I'm going to go to Rabada, which is in Collins Place, which, by the way, also has a really good weekend parking deal that I take advantage of a lot.
Okay, good to know.
They're doing Irish-themed cocktails, which is lame in a way that I love. Like,
I think you have to lean in.
You have to lean in. You know what? I'm wearing a Lyric t-shirt, so, like, of course I'm going to get a Bad Blood cocktail.
Love.
Yeah.
What's in the Bad Blood cocktail?
Do you know that Four Pillars Shiraz gin that they have? Yeah. So yep. It's going to look like blood.
Ah, okay. Genius.
Yeah.
That is more creative than I have gone. I've gone more down the BYO route.
Yours is more reasonable.
I think these are my two top picks. Jinda Thai, which is probably about a 25-minute walk. It's just sort of further up Hoddle. Or you could go to Old Kingdom, which is maybe a bit longer of a walk in Richmond, and do the Peking Duck menu and bring some drinks. And it would just be, I think, really fun to do before Taylor Swift.
That's also such a good plan for after.
Yes. Also after.
When you have all that energy, you need to
get
out.
What are we going to do after? We might have to go to Old Kingdom.
Or maybe really embrace it and go to Gimlet and get a martini or something. Like,
and a burger.
Really ball out. Yeah.
Yeah. For those who are wondering, you can get an amazing cheeseburger at Gimlet after 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and Taylor Swift could be the night to lean into that. Three to try. I feel like summer's not quite over yet. It's actually heating up. Summer's kind of here, finally.
It's so hot. I'm so sad. I don't deal well in the
heat.
Oh,
you're not a
summer
girl.
No, I'm a winter, let me stay in bed. But I'm trying to embrace it.
The beginning of this week was a bit rough. It depends on, I think, the level of heat, but I do think that summer gives us really good happy hours.
This is true. This I can't argue with, actually.
And I know that they exist year round, but there's something about them in summer. Mm. So my go-to at the moment, also very close to work, is Hotel Jesus on Smith Street. They have a good drinks happy hour, but they also on Tuesdays do $2 Taco Tuesdays from 5 till 9 p.m. Five to nine and $2.
Whoa, okay.
It's basically free.
Yeah, essentially you are being paid to eat tacos.
Literally. And they do really good deals on like Palomas, which is my cocktail of choice, and the house wine and the tap beer. It's $10 for all of those from Tuesdays to Saturdays, 4 till 6 p.m. So that's a good one.
I'm a big rooftop bar person in summer because I feel like you do get a bit of the breeze sometimes and you get the view and it's just fun. Good Heavens also has a really good happy hour, which is, well, it changes depending on the day, but like Half Price Wine on Tuesdays, they've got $12 Cosmos on Thursdays, which is very fun. You can watch like
Sex in the City.
Yeah, you go home and watch Sex in the City. They've got $10 spritzes on Sundays. And yeah, some mortadella deals on Mondays. So I feel like that
so
place
many
is
deals.
So many deals. That place is really great because it's pretty central. So if you're trying to meet friends who work all over Melbourne, like it tends to be kind of easy for people to get to. Yeah.
Definitely. And then I think for the Southsiders amongst us, you and I included in that. in Windsor on Chapel Street, Silver Lake Social. I've really gone heavy on the food for this, but they do nachos for $12, from 5 to 7 p.m. on weekdays. And they also do a bunch of the cocktails for like $15. And it's a good vibe. And it's Southside, which we love.